Hello and welcome to the Monday, August 5th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Stumps and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm doing a recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, let's start out with our diaries, and starting on Friday, we had two diaries, one regarding fake American Express alerts. We had a number of them hitting our spam traps, and they look rather convincing. If you do have an American Express card, you can set up the alerts to notify you of certain spending limits being reached, and these alerts look very close to the real thing. Now, what you get when you click on the links, it depends on your browser. It does quite a bit of user agent checking, but in the worst case, you may end up with malware. And then we got some logs from users showing attempts to exploit the file upload component in CK Editor. CK Editor is frequently used in blogs and such to provide users with the ability to edit text and to insert HTML snippets and such. It does have this optional file upload component. It allows users, for example, to upload images to the blog. The problem here is if the file upload component isn't configured correctly, it does allow an attacker to upload arbitrary files to the system or to read and retrieve files from the system. So if you're using CK Editor and if you have to have the file upload component installed, make sure you follow the guidance that comes with CK Editor to configure it correctly. And Deborah wrote a diary about antivirus solution asking what people like here, given that different benchmarks come back with different winners. And of course, if you're looking at the vendor's page, they usually tout the benchmark where they came in first. My personal opinion here is, well, first of all, don't trust antivirus in the first place. Use whatever is offered for free, either with your operating system or by your ISP. Most ISPs, if not all ISPs in the US at least, do offer free antivirus for their users. And then of course there's also the problem with false positives. Like just last week we had this disaster with McAfee deleting or at least quarantining random files. And then we did have another HTTP issue here, and that's something I saw against our own website in the Storm Center website, which was sort of a mix of a cross-site scripting and a PHP file inclusion issue. The exploit itself was odd, and my real question here is, will this exploit ever work? Is there any kind of vulnerable software that would actually make the code execute? What they're trying to do here is insert PHP code using not the standard PHP tags, but instead a BB code. Now, the BB in BB code stands for bulletin board, and typically BB code is used to give users the limited ability to insert HTML markup, but I've never really seen this being used to execute a PHP, so I doubt this exploit will work unless there is some odd implementation here of BB code that I'm not aware of. But let's see what we have in other news. And one interesting item I thought was that there is a claim now that most Tor endpoints are compromised. Compromised not by your regular hacker, but instead compromised by law enforcement, in particular the FBI. Now, this particular revelation came out as the result of the arrest of a child pornographer who heavily relied on Tor to hide his trail and location. Now, Tor as an anonymizing service always had that dual nature, where on the one hand, it's an important service, for example, for government activists and such to hide themselves from retribution, but then it's also used by criminals to hide from what most people consider legitimate law enforcement efforts. In this case, it appears that the affected Tor endnotes inject some specific JavaScript into the browser, and then whenever someone is using that particular endpoint to look at the web page, they're also being redirected to a data collection web page that will try to fingerprint the browser in order to then figure out the identity of the user. But let's also take a quick look at what was new at Black Hat. Everybody probably heard by now about the hackable toilet, which made big news, but there was also a new attack against HTTPS. Its approach a little bit similar to what we have seen with the crime attack, for example, last year. And the way it works is by injecting known plaintext again. The attack itself relies on the victim visiting two websites, one being the website that's confidential, for example, an online banking website, the second website being a website controlled by the attacker, and then running JavaScript via the attacker's website, it will then be possible to inject enough plaintext into the HTTP connection to decrypt some of the data. The effectiveness of all of this depends on how much data can actually be inserted. Not so really clear whether this is actually a practical attack. Some of the prior attacks, like for example Breach and such, have shown to work in the lab, but haven't really had much impact in the real world outside of the lab. And by the way, if you missed out on Vegas going during Black Hat and DEF CON last week, SANS will be in Vegas starting September 14th. I'll be teaching the IPv6 class as well as our Defending Web Applications class. Well, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.